number battle now.
Great King Jesus,
are you living on the last day?
Oh, praise you, Lord, I'm living number.
Don't you know we live in
number, child? Humble is difficult in bed alone. I hear the march of sun and see high love. Don't you know that it gets you if your way on the holy dark you raise for the son of love.
Lord, he never did stop his work until his work was
done. I'm living number.
Don't
you know we live in
humble child? Humble.
Are you living number battle now?
Great King Jesus.
Are you living number last day?
Oh, pretty Lord.
Are you living number my baby?
Great King Jesus.
Are you living number last day?
Oh, pretty Lord.
I'm living number.
And don't you know I'm living
number, child? Number, difficult in bed alone.
Oh,
why is it so? Don't you know that it can't be your way? Thunder, holy joy, she waits for the son of love.
No, he never did stop his work until his work was
done. I live in number.
And don't you know we live in
number, child? Number, just caught in bed alone.
Well, his mother did moaning.
Praise King Jesus.
And bright and fair.
Oh, praise
I'm gonna hook on both wings.
Praise King Jesus.
And try the air.
Oh, praise you, Lord, I'm living number.
And don't you know I'm living
number, child? Humble, just because him there's a love.
I use the white sun, Lord, and see high ground.
Don't you know that it gets to be your way? Thunder, holy joy, she waits for the son of love.
He never did stop his work until his work was
done. I'm living number.
And don't you know we live in
number, child? Humble, just called him better.
Mitchell's Christian Singers get us there with a piece called What More Can My Jesus Do? My Poor Mother Died A-Shoutin', and then Are You Livin' Humble? Sister Rosetta Tharp, after that, will here do Rock Me, where she accompanies herself on guitar with Albert Ammons playing piano a little bit in the distance. And then That's All, Sister Rosetta Tharp, after Mitchell's Christian Singers. We're getting in there. Carnegie Hall, December 23rd, 1938. Hope you're enjoying our evening tonight on WICN.
Thank you.
Well, there's a soul serenade of a sort that you might not have expected, but perhaps it's not too out of line for a Monday night broadcast on WICN. That's where you're tuned right now, 90.5 FM and WICN.org. Mine is an unusual voice to hear in this capacity also. It's Ben Young with you until midnight tonight, and we're taking some special time out to commemorate the 85 years since the launch of the From Spirituals to Swing concert event. The first one happened just over 85 years ago on December 23rd. The next one, a year after that, December 24th of 1939. And we're playing through the music from those concerts, including what you just heard. There were four singers involved in Mitchell's Christian Singers: William Brown, the first tenor, Julius Davis, the second tenor, Louis David, the baritone voice, and Sam Bryant singing bass on What More Can My Jesus Do?, My Poor Mother Died a Shoutin', and Are You Living Humble? Now, this is what the name of the concert was pointing to in calling it From Spirituals to Swing, that there was an attempt to tie modern African-American musical traditions all the way back to the sacred music of the spirituals in the 19th and 18th century. And these performances are of music that was cited as traditional. It was old enough that it was not possible to locate who composed these things, but they were performed by Mitchell's Christian Singers. Then two that just concluded from Sister Rosetta Tharpe. She does pretty abbreviated versions of a piece called Rock Me, and then That's All. She sang and played guitar, and that was one of the Boogie Woogie stars on the stage, Albert Ammons, moving into the background to support her on piano. The second set numbered in the concert as scheduled for From Spirituals to Swing, we're talking about the first one, December 23rd of 1938, was called Soft Swing, with the idea that the music represented the most modern trends in jazz, improvisation, and the most modern curvature of how the dancing would go. But instead of being played by a big band, it was played with the loose and improvisation-heavy viewpoint that Hammond championed and that had recently been crowned in a series of recordings by a group called the Kansas City Six. They were all extracted from the Count Basie Orchestra, Basie himself not present, nor was anybody playing piano, but a lead guitar and a rhythm guitarist, trumpet, reeds, drums, and bass, the Kansas City Six. As it happens, there's only one recording preserved from the concert that shows you that band playing on the stage of Carnegie Hall. A couple of other pieces have been inserted that were made at studio recordings nearby to this point in history by John Hammond, perhaps with the same idea, to do well in studio what was done a little bit haphazardly on stage. And I don't mean about the music, but just that it was a little bit tricky to get close-up, detailed recording on stage at Carnegie Hall. For the moment, we're going to pare it back to just the one piece after you've gone to represent what the Kansas City Six did on stage at this first concert. On it, you'll hear Lester Young playing tenor saxophone, Buck Clayton on trumpet, Leonard Ware as the electric guitar player, Freddie Green playing rhythm guitar, Papa Joe Jones plays the drums, Walter Page is, in fact, the bass player. We're going to go there next and then come up for a long drink of the blues in our survey of From Spirituals to Swing, December 23rd, 1938. Thank you. That's After You've Gone, played by the Kansas City Six, a long chance for Buck Clayton on trumpet and Lester Young on tenor saxophone to have an exchange. Walter Page and Joe Jones were their rhythm team, with Freddie Green on guitar and Leonard Ware playing electric guitar. We're coursing through the elements of the December 23rd, 1938 concert that made jazz history, made history all across African-American music, and for that matter, was a major landmark in the history of Carnegie Hall and the presentation of New York concert stage music in the 1930s. We'll be doing this till midnight tonight, listening through the sounds that were recorded on stage December 23rd of 1938 and also the following year. Let's go into the blues set. This was the next thing that was going to happen after a set of harmonica playing that, for our purposes, we're going to fold into the same sequence. The harmonica player is this man, Sonny Terry, who you know very well, and he was invited to play exactly one piece, the thing called Fox Chase, that tore the house down, and then into a blues sequence where we'll hear Big Joe Turner from Kansas City, who was the number one counterpart for the pianist Pete Johnson, singing two in a row, Low Down Dog and It's All Right, Baby. And then Big Bill Brunzi with a whole different perspective on the blues. Brunzi's going to come forth and sing a thing called It Was Just a Dream, where he accompanies himself on guitar and Albert Ammons plays the piano. After that, one from Jimmy Rushing, who was regularly stationed as the male singer with the Count Basie Orchestra, and so it is when he delivered his Stealin' Blues with Count Basie's band, and that'll end our blues set that's coming up from the From Spirituals to Swing concert in December of 1938. This is WICN 90.5 and WICN.org.
Oh! I got married.